Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, when we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca, praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God, is worth.
Amen. Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory. Elohim, God of hosts, Tisha B'Av. You are the great God of hosts, the commander of armies, who is a king like you, full of glory and might, whose voice instructs those in battle on behalf of your children. You are a king both strong and mighty, fierce in battle. Lift up your heads, all you gates and all you ancient doors. Lift up and see that the King of Glory is here. The God of hosts is this king. He is the commander of all and worthy of my highest praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection. I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. Amen. Praise God.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
it's don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
God of hosts, you are great and powerful. Kings see you and bow down. Armies tremble in your presence and respond to your call. Yet, I often dismiss you as if you were not present. I go about my business with little or no regard for how my thoughts or actions impact you and your kingdom. Forgive me for my lack of honor and respect to you, for you are worthy of all praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Gangsta faith means God's absolute, noble, glorious salvation to all families anywhere, including the heathen. Now that's gangsta. I got the gangsta faith. I went from being a sinner to a backslider, covenant breaking, addicted to money, guns, cushions, violence, copy, fake temptation. On a regular basis, sticky situation, what led to evil meditation. 14, face incarceration, daddy never on the scene. Only heaven knows why he abandoned his offspring. To my hope, he dealt a death blow. And it seemed like the answer to my dreams, only a gangster note. Now I'm feeling trapped, facing difficult times, trying to cope. As I inhaled and could smoke, I doubt I know. A few can know, I seem to be possessed by evil spirits, plotting bad deeds. We are the deadly target. The devil seeks to plant his evil seeds. Our Christian faith is the only promise of liberty. So I lose before the Trinity and validate worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. Prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangster faith. I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangster faith. I'm sick to tell the world who Christ made free is free indeed. I got the gangster faith. God, the Holy Ghost, will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. No more violent alpha came, no more street power I came. The west side gangster taught me the game. Get in, get it, get out, before you slip in it. And you die in vain, I didn't listen. Multi-gunshot stripped through my flesh and vein. I know mama prayer was whooping, I survived. And I know I spread the gospel truth as long as I'm alive. I'ma walk my talk like a righteous man in faith do. So let him judge me, no man can see heaven's whole purpose for my life. I know God still love me, for God still love the world. He gave his only begotten son, so to my last breath I'ma teach Christ what the world thought could never be done. Take back the tired music industry and shut down these rap commercial masquerades and reveal these fake. I'm not ashamed to holler worldwide checkmate. Gangsta faith, prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangsta faith, I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangsta faith, I'm fit to tell the world who Christ made free to free indeed. I got the gangsta faith, God the Holy Ghost will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate, I call it gangsta faith. Before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I got the gangster faith, I'm still to spread the truth. God, the Holy Ghost, will make enemies my footstool. I got the gangster faith. definition of gangster faith is Holy Ghost discipleship within the heart. And you stand totally unafraid and with no fear, representing Christ the High. And you know, like I know, real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. Raise your hand if you bow to ride. Pull your last breath for the Most High. Cause real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. It's called spiritual resurrection. Don't lie, we take flight. First class of road of pure righteousness. Representing God's glory shining bright. And we ascend beyond the clouds to meet Christ in the sky. And with the presence of the Jesus to watch the Gentile like me. Christ rectified. And God the Holy Ghost anointed me from my head to my feet. That's why I stand bold like Christ in your presence now. My face is seen. Jericho walls falling down. All around the music industry. Christ dresses love for all who defy. Gospel rap, a multi-billion dollar kingdom franchise. I'm sent to possess the gates of the enemy. Call it gangster faith. Cause I believe.
Amen. Believe. Praise God, praise God. Because I believe. Dear God, thank you for the gift of life and for the challenges that we face each day. We are grateful for the opportunities to grow in strength, courage, and perseverance. May we face these challenges with you, with faith and determination, knowing that you are always with us and that all things are possible through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
God. and permeate all my soul. Love of God overflow in my heart and permeate all my soul. All my soul is yours. All my soul. All my soul. All my soul. All my soul is yours.
Devotional message, amen, which is entitled His Waiting Arms. Hallelujah. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Luke chapter 15 verse 18 in the New Living Translation. And it says, I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Praise God. Today, realize that you have not fallen so far that the Father will not receive you back. 1 John 1:9. Remember the prodigal son. As he looked at the hogs he was feeding, he realized they were eating better than he was. He was at such a low point with nothing of his own and no one to help him that he was actually envying the pig. The prodigal's future and prospects seem absolutely lost. The only alternative he could imagine was to return to his father in the hopes of finding mercy. Amen. Praise God. Perhaps his father would accept him as a hired hand. The prodigal did not realize how his father yearned for him to return or that his father's arms would be open to him. But the same is true for you. No matter how far you are from God, he is longing to receive you back. God's grace is always available to you to free you from sin, give you hope, and lead you to a victorious future. So don't envy the pigs. Rather, run back to to the Father. He will restore you by his grace and fill your life with his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, reveal the areas where I have become a prodigal son and help me come back to the safety of your loving arms. In your name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message, his waiting arms. Hallelujah, Jesus. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Psalms 46:10 says, Be still and know that I am God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we give all our worries, doubts, fears, and concerns over to you today. Our life is in your hands. We need not worry because you have got everything under control. All will be well. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
And answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve thunder. You said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no
God, We want to thank you for all of those things you do that we never see, helping us get through each day safely and making sure our families is protected and all of the other countless blessings that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Lord, today we place everything in your hands. Our family, our health, our home, our security, and our fears. You are the only one we trust with all we have and all we are. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
No matter how hard it gets, you can make it. No matter how rough the road may seem, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Dear saints, it's obvious we're living in troubled times. Every time you hear the news, no jobs, no homes, but so much crime. Countries are in despair, chaos is everywhere, but there's a remedy if we'll take the time to just believe that.
No matter how hard it gets, you can make it. No matter how rough the road may be, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Dear saints, don't let the circumstances bring you down. You know that you got victory. Keep pressing on in your personal trial. Gotta tell your heart to pray. Gotta fall on your knees. He'll hear your cry. He's right on time. That is a gift.
You can make it. No matter how rough the road may seem, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Doubt in my mind that I know God will see you through.
Sometimes it feels like that all your strength is gone.
You say I'm tired, what's the point? No reason to carry on.
What he's done for others,
he'll do the same for you.
Just can't hold your kiss to the one
who really loves you.
Keep on praying and trusting,
believe without a doubt. How rough the road may seem, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
No matter how hard it gets,
He will.
No matter how rough the road,
He will.
No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Amen. God will see you through. God of hosts, thank you for securing our salvation. When you make your face shine on us, we experience all we need to gain. Every victory because of you and what you have already accomplished for us at Calvary. We don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. The battle has already been won for us by the God of hosts. who defeated Satan and disarmed him, making a mockery of him when Christ rose from the dead. Thank you for being the strong and mighty commander of the armies of angels. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you're greater. Greater than all,
Amen. Praise God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play two selections, and after those selections, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Bye. Come on, give the Lord a praise number. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name.
The word. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 1 through 14. Amen. 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. Praise be to God. And it says, meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare. And visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Verse 4, suddenly the Lord called out, Samuel. Yes, Samuel replied. What is it? He got up and ran to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? Excuse me. We're still reading verse 5. Verse 5 says, he got up and ran to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I did not call you. Eli replied, go back to bed. So he did. Verse 6. Then the Lord called out again. Samuel. Again Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I did not call you, my son, Eli said. Go back to bed. Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, go and lie down again. And if someone calls again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, speak, your servant is listening. Verse 11. Then the Lord said to Samuel, I am about to do a shocking thing in Israel. I am going to call out all my threats against Eli and his family from beginning to end. 13. I have warned him that judgment is coming upon his family forever because his sons are blaspheming God and he hasn't disciplined them. Verse 14. So I have vowed that the sins of Eli and his sons will never be forgiven by sacrifices or offering. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Awaken from sleep. The boy Samuel heard someone calling his name. Thinking that the aged priest Eli had called, Samuel ran quickly to his bedside, but Eli had not called. After the third time this happened, Eli realized that the voice must be the voice of God. He told the boy to listen well, and if the voice came again to say in 1 Samuel 3 and 9, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. For thy servant heareth. And when the voice came the fourth time, Samuel did as he had been instructed. The message he received from God was not a pleasant one. Eli's blasphemous sons were about to be punished, and so was Eli because he had not restrained them. This ancient story reflects a simple view of life than ours. God still speaks to people. God calls us even now. So let's consider several pointed questions. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, I thank you for your only begotten Son who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. And Father God, I pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. Father God, I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations, receive deliverance. And Father God, I pray for those that are lost in darkness, receive the light of your salvation. And Father God, we thank you for supplying our every need. And Father God, all these blessings we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. And it says, "And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth." Praise be to God. And my title for this message is The Call of God. Will you hear the call of God when he calls? Tonight my message is divided into four paragraphs. Amen. Five paragraphs. Paragraph one. When does God call? God calls when our hearts are impressionable and tender. This is true in the time of childhood. Especially so when a child has been neutered in things of God, nurtured in the things of God. This was true of the boy Samuel, who had never known anything else. This is true in a time of sickness, which teaches us our weaknesses and our dependency on God. This is true in a time of sorrow, for sorrow is one of God's greatest ministers. This is true in a time of disappointment and defeat. God calls when we have reached the end of our rope and know we have. It has been truly said, our extremities is God's opportunities. God calls when we seek his face. The first tenet of biblical religion is that God, not us, took the initiative to bring about our salvation. Yet everywhere the Bible encourages us to approach God, to call on his name, to seek his face. Those who seek God's face will hear God's call in their souls. Daniel 10 and 12. Two, why does God call? We know when God calls. Now we're going to speak about why does God call. God calls to offer salvation from our sins. Christians are referred to in the New Testament as the called, Romans 8 and 28. We find such phrases as the call of Jesus Christ, Romans 1 and 6. The call according to his purpose, Romans 8 and 28. And the call to be saints, 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. The meaning of all this is that God took the initiative in our salvation. 1 John 4 and 10, we are to call on the name of the Lord because he first called us in Romans 10 and 13. Praise Praise be to God. God calls to judge us. God's call often comes as his response to human wickedness, to announce his judgment. When God called Samuel in the night, he gave him a message of judgment on Eli and all his house, 1 Samuel 3:12-13. Do we think God will be soft and sentimental about our sins, like some doubting earthly parents, and fail to judge us because of our sins? Not so. His judgment are sure. God calls to humble us, to remind us of his sovereignty. The moral foundations of this universe rest on this inflexible fact. A silent power, rigorous and authority, works certain retributions or rewards. As the case may be, let us not think the sovereignty of God will be set aside just because we may not believe in it. The nature of this universe does not change to suit our whims. God is in charge, whether we realize it or not. Things are not slipping out of his hands. God calls to enlist us in service and to assign to us tasks. God commissioned certain people to act as his prophets, but God's call to enlistment does not come only on the high level of the prophets. He also calls ordinary people like you and me into his service to do ordinary tasks, and sometimes extraordinary tasks. If God has called you to serve him, if God has assigned you some task, that job may get done without you, but your failure to enlist will spoil his plan for you, for nobody else can do what God had intended for you to do. Amen. Praise be to God. Paragraph 3. Who does God call? God calls nations and leaders of nations. There is no more strife, striking illustrations of the fact of God's sovereign rule in history than in the references to Cyrus, king of Persia, in Isaiah 44:45. Israel is in captivity, but their captors, the Babylonians, have fallen before Cyrus, the rising tide of the Persian Empire. It is God's purpose, we learn here, to use Cyrus as an instrument to restore the Jews to their own land. He even referred to Cyrus as my anointed. God called churches to do his will. Acts 13:2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. This call came to a church. God calls to do his will. God calls individuals to do his will. In his call, God's point of contact is the individual. There is no other door, no other way. Nations, parliaments, institutions, and churches are all made up of individuals. If God knocks at their doors, he must knock at the door of an individual heart. When he has something he wants done, he calls on an individual. Paragraph 4. Where does God call? God calls us where we are. God called Paul on the road to Damascus as he neared the city. He called Isaiah in the temple as he pondered the nation's sad predicament precipitated by King Uzziah's death. God calls us in the course of our daily work. He called Amos from following the flock. He called Elisha from following the plow. He called missionary William Carey from the shoes cobbler bench. God calls us even when we are trying to run away. Elijah lost heart and left his post of duty, but God found him in a cave on Mount Horeb and asked, what are you doing here, Elijah? 1 Kings 19:9 in the RSV. God called Jonah, who fled from his call, but God's voice found him and brought him back to his task. We may try to hide from God, but we cannot escape him. Four. What responses does God receive when he calls? Every person must answer for himself or herself. We may ignore his call. Through conscience, God's call is constantly breaking in, calling us to follow him, to serve him, to honor him, to worship him, and so often we ignore him. We may reject his call. Some do so deliberately, stubbornly. Others do so painfully, sorrowfully, but the result is the same. the rich young ruler who came to Jesus, considered Jesus' terms of discipleship and rejected them. So we read, he went away sorrowful, Mark 10 and 22 in the RSV. But nevertheless, he went away. We may accept God's call. We may say yes to him. The towering mountain peaks in the history of Revelation have been those who have heard God's voice saying in Isaiah 6 and 8, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And have answered, here am I, send me. Are you willing to go when God calls you? Or are you just another? Another, the call which divine grace designs shall be made effectual, will be repeated till it is so. Till we come to the call, Eli, perceiving that it was the voice of God that Samuel heard, instructed him what to say, though it was a disgrace to Eli. For God's call to be direct to Samuel, yet he told him how to meet it. Thus the elder should do their utmost to assist and improve the younger that are rising up. Let us never fail to teach those who are coming after us, even such as will soon be preferred before us, John 1 and 30. Good words should be put into children's mouths betimes, by which they may be prepared to learn divine things and to be trained up to regard them. What a great deal of guilt and corruption is there in us, concerning which we may say it is the iniquity which our own heart knoweth. We are conscious to ourselves of it. Those who do not restrain the sins of others when it is in their power to do it, make themselves partakers of the guilt and will be charged as joining in it. In his remarkable answer to his awful sentence, Eli acknowledged that the Lord had a right to do as he saw good, being assured that he would do nothing wrong. The meekness, patience, and humility contained in those words show that he was truly repentant. He accepted the punishment of his sin. Amen. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, let me make this matter very personal. Let me leave it at your very doorstep. Christian friend, God is calling you as an individual. What will you do about it? What will your response be? Think about those two questions. Amen. Unsaved friend, God is calling you. He is calling you now. Don't turn him away. Instead, hear his voice and respond to him. Will you? Will you hear his voice and respond to him? And if you will, if you do want to follow him, all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of faith after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray that you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me. All these blessings I ask in Jesus' name, I pray and believe that it is already done. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find a good Bible-based church to further your Christian walk in Christ. Amen? And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you until we meet again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. God bless you. Good night and shalom, everyone. God loves you and so do we. And have a wonderful and blessed weekend. Be safe. God bless. Love you. And good night.
that Jesus is calling you to me.
Rain on, rabbi. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.